We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavim ben Menachem Mishim Chan Yaakov Pepirchos Aliyah. We are in Kalim Perik Yud Ches Mishnah Hei Mita Shehoisa Tamei Midras. You have a bed that was Tamei Midras. A Zav, a Nida, sat on the bed, or maybe the bed was very below and sat on a mattress all the way above. Doesn't have to be sitting on the bed itself, but the weight comes down even to the tent mattress or more below, and it becomes the same status as the Zav. Zav is an Avatuma, so the bed is also an Avatuma. And I want to know when, at what point will I say that this mita, this bed, will lose the status of tumah, that tumah will be removed. Obviously, if it's broken, how broken does it have to be? So the Mishnah says, nitla kitzara ushtei kra'ayim tumeya. So we have to know a little bit about the bed. Some of the pictures will be helpful. So if the kitzara, that is the short board. The short board means not that that goes to the length of the bed, that's the headboard or the footboard, which is to the width of the bed. That's the shorter board. So if the kitzara board is no longer in place, ushtei kra'ayim, and two of the legs that were attached to that board are removed as well. So the Mishnah says to me, it's still going to be mekabel tuma. So if you think about what happened is you have two legs on the same side, and the board is, the end board is also gone. So the bed now is on a slant, obviously. It's not upright, but nonetheless, the bed, you can still use it as a bed, right? The bed, it's on a slope, but because one end is broken because it's missing the headboard or the footboard, which is to the width, and those two legs. Okay, so it's a lie on a slant. It's still mekabel tuma, which means, and the tuma that existed, the tumas midras, is still in place. Aruka ushtei kra'ayim tahora. However, says the Tanakhama, if a long board, which means that goes the length of the bed, and the two legs that are attached to that go from one end of the length of the bed to the end, to the side, to the other end, are also removed. So now the bed is leaning off to the side. The bed is not just that it's leaning down. The whole length of the bed is now off to the side, is inclined off to the side. So then it's tohor. That is considered broken. Whatever you have, it doesn't matter that you have a headboard or a footboard left, and the legs on to the length of the bed, that's not going to help. That is not considered a bed. Rabbi Nechemiah says that even in the second case, it's going to be tame. Why? Because if you take, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, if you take that whole side of the bed, that's missing the legs, they're missing the sideboard, and you lean it up against a wall, or you lean it up against another bed, it can function as a bed as well. Think about it. You have two beds, one next to the other. So one is missing, so one bed is in place, and the other one is missing one whole side of it. Okay, so you lean up the part of the mattress, part of the bed, on the other bed, and then the other legs are in place, so then you can lie in it. That's Rabbi Nechemiah's opinion against the Tanakhama, who says at that point it's tahor, it's not mekabel tuma, and it loses the tumas medras that it had. Gadad shtei lashonos lochson. So now we're speaking about, the lashonos lashon, we had that before. Remember, the leg of the bed goes into the malbein, into that piece of wood. And then there's a longer piece of wood that's below that, where the malbein goes into. So here you have someone who broke off the two pieces of the wood that were under the malbeinim, under the blocks of the wooden blocks of the bed. But lochson means, alochson means diagonally. So one corner to the other, cross from each other, those two lashonos are broken off. Or gadad kshtei kra'ayim, tefach al tefach lochson, or let's say two legs that were diagonally across from each other. You broke off a tefach, or more of the bottom of each one of those. So now the bed is wobbly. The bed is not stable anymore because I have two corners that are diagonal from each other are going to be broken. Let's say you shorten the whole bed to a height that now is less than a tefach off the ground. You broke the bottom of all the four legs, and now it's very, very low. In all of these cases, tahora, the bed is going to be tahora. It's not low, it's no longer mekabel tuma, and it would lose any tumas medras that it had. Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Vav, we continue discussing a mita. Mita shahaisa tumei medras nishbara aruka v'tikna. So now what happened? It was tumei medras, and the sideboard, the aruka, the longer board, broke v'tikna. But he, what did he do? He put in a new sideboard, and he fixed it. So says that Mr. Tamei Midras, it remains Tamei, whatever Tamei Midras it has. It didn't change just because the sideboard broke, because the rest of the bed was in place. Now, if you didn't fix the sideboard, it doesn't matter. It would still be Tamei Med, just because it has all four legs. It's only missing one side, where the bed can function as a bed. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the next statement. He didn't really have to fix it for the Tumah status to remain. He happened to have fixed it. But now what happened? Nishbura Shniyah V'tikna. Now the second sideboard broke, and he fixed that. So says the Mishnah, Tahora Min HaMedras. The bed now is Tahora Min HaMedras. It loses its status of Tumah. Now one could ask, why should that be? After all, he fixed the bed originally. So that's a perfect bed. Now it loses its second sideboard, but it's not the second sideboard. The first sideboard was replaced. So why should it not be Tumah the way it was? So the Baal Torah explains, Dipanim Chadashos Ba'u L'kan. There are literally new faces that have come. Pan Chadash, we know that from Sheva Brachos. But Pan Chadashos has to do with this as well. Afal Gavi begins the Dentakna Rishona Kodim Shnish Balishni. It's true, he fixed the first sideboard before the second one broke. Mikoma Kom Torah, it's still Torah now. Because of these Panim Chadashos. Shla'achar Sheyardola Tumas Medris. After the Tumas Medris descended upon the bed, Nishachula Panim Halalu. Now we have a new face. It's completely a new face. These are two new sideboards. Ve'ein Zu Harishona. This is not the original bed that we had. Me'achar Shekinvar Niskalkilba Kidei Bitula. Because there's enough here that would nullify the whole bed. So it's true, he may have fixed the original one. And had he not fixed it, it still would have been Tumea. The end of the day, we have to look at what items are new. The end of the day, two items are new. Had it been missing these two sideboards, the bed would be nullified. It would not be a bed. It would be considered broken. Therefore, having two new pieces, even though there was that stage in between where he had fixed the original one, it's a tahora at this point. Of all the Mishnah concludes, though, Tamei Maga Medris. But it still has Maga Medris Tumah, which means that we consider as if this bed really touched Tumas Medris. So therefore, it has the status of a Rishon LeTumah. Baal Torah explains why. He says, because Mishum Da'aruka Rishona Kishenishbara V'tikna, that original sideboard that broke. And then you fixed it. You brought a new one. Shehevi Ha'aruka Acheres Tachas HaShavura V'chibur Lamita. You brought a new sideboard and attached it to the bed. Nitmeis Maga Medris. That original replaced board becomes Tamei Maga Medris. Now that itself doesn't have the same status as Tumas Medris, because that's a new board. The rest of the bed remains Tamei Medris originally. But that is like it touched something. Okay, it's not Medris itself, so with that, it's not an Avatoma, but it's original because it touched the rest of the bed. Sharei Noga Bimita HaTamei Medris. It touched the bed that was Tamei Medris. V'chinish Brashniya. But now that the second side board broke, Deparach Mina Tumas Medris. Well, now the whole Tumas Medris of the bed has flown away, literally. Ishtayabar Tumas Maga. The Tumas Maga remains. The Cholamita Mechuberis L'Rishona Shenitakna. No doubt the bed that remains is still attached to the original one that has been fixed. So Maga Medris it has. And then the Mishnah concludes, Lo Hispik L'Takenis L'Rishona Ad Shenish Broshniya Tahora. If you didn't have a chance to fix the first sideboard until the second sideboard broke, so then the bed is completely tahor. It's not even going to be a Tamei Maga Medris. And Baal Torah explains why. The Kevan Dinish Bushte Harukos, because the two sideboards already broke, he didn't fix the first one. Su lo chazi, it's not fit to be a bed at all. Velo dami lehecha dinis parka v'kula kaim. It's not like what we had before, where it part of it broke off, but it's still intact. There you're eventually going to fix it. But this new board never came in contact with the bed that was Tamei Medris, because two boards broke off at the same time. So now you put them back, there's no Tumah at all, not even Maga Medris.